Of course. How's it going, buddy? It's Dennis over here with Think of Cardiff.
Hey, all right, and yourself?
Good, good. Yeah, I apologize about yesterday. We had some computer changes, and it's definitely taken a toll on my productivity. But nonetheless, glad to be back in touch with you. But I wanted to go over a few things with you. It looks like with the credit report that was provided for me that your credit's been pulled by a few companies that do provide working capital loans. Have you been approved for any sort of, shorter-term working capital programs at this point?
One I have.
And by any chance, do you know the name of the company?
$7,000. Elevate Funding.
Elevate Funding, okay. I'm not familiar with those guys. Sounds like they might be a broker just for the fact that the last part
I
of the...
I think they are through somebody else or something, because I just found that that's how they do that. They broker through like a bigger company.
And is that anything that would help you out, or are you looking for more, or...
Well, I need more, and I tell you why what's going on. This industry, we're totally dependent upon on weather. The weather is a controlling factor in this business. And I kid you not, man, it has rained and rained and rained like it was in April. Like, we get a lot of rain in April, but it's like it's so crazy, you know, I mean, it's just shut us down. And it's all because of rain, because those trucks are too heavy to go, you know, they go off-road and on-road, so you can't have that mud or them getting stuck. And so that's the problem I'm running into.
Gotcha. Well, I mean, looking at everything that I see here, it's probably going to be, if I do get an approval, it'll be pretty comparable to what you've already received. So I just want to make sure that, you know, you're okay with that. I don't know that...
You said what now? I'm sorry. The phone was breaking up.
No, I was saying if I actually do get an approval, it'd be pretty comparable to what you've already received based off what I can see here.
That's fine.
But I wouldn't...
That would help.
Okay. Well, we can only do... If you already have that loan or if you've taken that loan, we can't do another one. We'd have to be first position.
Okay.
Have you already taken that one?
Yeah, I had already taken it. I'd taken it months back.
Gotcha. Well, that's not a problem. I mean, I would have as well. But,
Yeah, I'm always screwed coming or going, so it doesn't matter.
on a personal note, I feel like I'm the same way.
I don't understand that, because this is my thing. I know, I have credit issues. I totally understand that. But I've been in business. I think this should count for me that, I've been in business over almost 20 years. You know, I think that should account for me. And it's like people don't realize that. You know, I mean, 20 years is a damn near long time. You know, and...
Absolutely. I mean, I haven't, unfortunately, I don't get enough information to be able to give you a, planned, detailed account of what I see or what they're seeing as far as an approval goes. But I wanted to, obviously, not leave you hanging in.
They even put that I had a bankruptcy. I did file a bankruptcy, okay? But I canceled it. I got a letter from the bankruptcy court saying I canceled. I got all that. And, I didn't go through with it. You know, I had my lawyer talking to me, and you know how lawyers are. They're like, just file bankruptcy. Because I was dealing with my, ex-wife. I call her Lucifer. I call my ex-wife Lucifer. She was doing some things to me. Yeah. And he was like, just file bankruptcy and be done with it. And I'm like, as hard as I've had to fight, for this, and then now I got to file bankruptcy. So I just stopped it and fought it and ended up winning it. But... if I would have listened to him, but now it's like I should have just went on and filed, since everybody keeps saying I'm filing, and then I have, I'm paying all these credit people to help me get this off my record, which some of them have moved it, and then some of them have not. So, I don't know. I just don't know what to do anymore. I mean, it's hard to find in this industry somebody to help you with, credit capital, and to me, it seemed like I've shown my worthiness, because the amount of time I've been in business.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, I'm not in a department that would actually go through things on a fine-tooth comb and give you an idea of what I could do to help or anything. I just know that that's the answer I was given, so I wanted to talk to you about it. I mean, I probably could get an approval, but if you already have a loan out now, we wouldn't be able to overextend you, so that's what they would basically say at this point.
Right. Well, I always get screwed, so what's normal?
Well, I'll tell you what, I'm going to keep in touch with you, and I'd like to be of service to you in the future, but you know, right now, that's what I'm up against.
Do you think you can help me with a truck loan?
Unfortunately, not right now. You know, with the loan that you have out now, they would look at that and basically wait until that was paid off. But it would be a small amount comparable to what you currently have at this point.
I'm talking about my, like, a dump truck.
No, I mean, with where...
I'm trying to get another work truck.
Well, the way your bank works, they'd look at the current loan that you have and wait. They'd have to wait until it was paid off before you could do anything, unfortunately.
Wow.
A lot of other banks might actually put a second position loan or something like that, but it's not going to be enough, I think, to really help you out. That's just my opinion. I honestly don't know, but...
Okay, well... All right, well...
Well, I will keep in touch with you, though.
Back.
Yeah, not a problem. I would always do that. But let's stay in touch, and I definitely want to keep in touch and hopefully help you out here in the future.
So that wouldn't have been a long-term loan. It would have been pay them daily. That's what kind of loan you do.
Exactly right. It would have been one of the shorter-term loans that you currently probably have at this point.
Yeah, I hate them. I only get them because I have to.
It would be for a small amount, too. I don't know if they would even help you out.
Okay.
But I do appreciate the opportunity, and I definitely want to keep in touch with you, like I said. So we'll figure something out in the future.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
You too, buddy. I'll talk to you soon.
Bye.
Bye-bye.